Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. whatever your mama think I am. And I'm joined always by Big Jerv. Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison, and Juju Gotti. What's up, fellas? Well, I know everyone heard. Keke Palmer. Love you, sis. You know what I mean? Love you. Oh, shout and Jason, Keke. Jason got a follow from Keke Palmer.
Shout How out to was Keke. That? What do you mean? It was great. You know, made my day. my celebrity crush followed me. So, you know.
I didn't know all that. That adds a little bit more.
Look, bleep out of this so my boy can keep it going.
So, we had a bet, Juju. I'm not sure if you got a chance to listen while you were out. And Jason said he's not doing any other social media network. Like, he's done. It's like he stops. They capped at Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And I truly believe he's done since he got the Keke Palmer follow.
Yeah.
But he got on Threads. And I kind of gave him a pass. I said, you know what? It's kind of the same thing as Instagram, kind of. But the people said, no, don't stall him. The people do not believe that this is not the same app.
Not a new app. So, yeah, so Juju, so last week, you know, Elon fucked up Twitter, had everybody's rate limit exceeded. Niggas couldn't look at no tweets. Shit was just trash. And so I was like, man, fuck this nigga Elon. But I'm also just off adding new social media apps. So when Threads hit the streets and I seen Trey hopped on, I was seeing niggas jump on and I was like, this might be the new wave. So me and Trey had a $100 bet on the pod that I wouldn't join any new social media apps because Spill was out last week. Niggas was talking about the Spill and all that. And I was like, yeah, nah, I'm cool. Like, I don't need the new Black Planet. They could do that. And so that was the bet. So I asked Trey because I knew I was about to join Threads. I was like, Trey, is this a violation of the bet? And he said, nah, it's cool. It's not. It's the same as Instagram. You good. But of course, everybody else disagreed with that.
I can't argue with the people, man. So Juju, what's your verdict on it?
Bruh, I stand with the people, bro. How the hell you gonna hop on Threads? What the hell? How you gonna say you gonna hop on nothing else? Now you learning how to thread. What hell, nah.
Dog. I ride with the people. You learning how to thread out that bitch, man.
My man, you went and downloaded a whole new app to your phone. That's a new app, brother. That's a new app.
They came with a sewing machine.
But it's tied into IG. Like, they got the Suge Knight 360 deal. I can't even delete it now. Like, I can't even get off it.
If you would have pleaded your case like more like saying, yo, we got Facebook and we got Facebook Messenger.
Right.
I could kind of maybe go with you on that, but at the same time, it's Facebook. Two different things because it's still Facebook Messenger, right? That's just Threads. Like, it's not Instagram Threads, it's Threads. You know what I mean?
Powered by Instagram.
You should have said, you should have said, bruh, as soon as I downloaded Threads, I ain't have to log in. I ain't have to follow nobody. That shit was just there. So it's not actually new, but you didn't go with that. So I stand with the people.
All right. Yeah, so back to Keke Palmer. How should your girl act at an R&B show?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I think it comes with the territory, right? If you bought the tickets, yeah, or if you even didn't buy the tickets, how do you want your girl to act? It's fucking Usher.
Never mind. Don't cancel me. Don't cancel me. Bleep that.
From the handmaids. Oh, wow. Nah, man, look. If your girl is a celebrity, right, and you're not at the show, you at home with the baby, which, I mean, shout out to the stay-at-home dads. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, you got to know, bro. She's outside. As soon as she walks out the door, she's the celebrity. She's acting. She's the cameras are on her. So she's gonna do what celebrities do. Like, you can't be mad at her.
And it's fucking Keke Palmer. She's right. The extraest person in the world.
Exactly, bro. So like, what?
Oh, wait. The extraest person in the world.
Well, I'm saying she's got a big personality.
She animated as hell.
Yeah, she got a big personality.
It ain't a bad thing, but she makes a living off being animated, bro. Like, that's her shit. Like, she's an actress. She's a dancer. She's a singer. She does everything.
She be dancing?
Yeah, you didn't see the response. So somebody made like a TikTok video of something about her saying, you know what I'm saying, she gonna do whatever she wanna do type thing. She had like a clip, audio clip, and somebody put a beat to it. So after the whole shit broke, she put out like a dance TikTok of her like dancing to that little mix that somebody made. But yeah, she does the whole gamut, nigga. She's like a
salute to sis. I saw that. I know y'all saw my dad video. Okay.
Oh yeah.
She
yeah.
dances. Okay.
All right, so
my bad. That's my fault. This is my fault. I fuck with Keke Palmer. I think that she should be able to show her ass literally and metaphorically as soon as she wants to. Look, bro, you got with a damn woman who is up, who popping. So that means your patience level and your security got to be a little tighter than the rest of us more mere mortals. So if you done sent your girl out and she done gone out and she having a good time with Usher, bro, let her have a good goddamn time with Usher, man. Turn up.
She coming home to you.
You feel me? I don't give a fuck. As long as you don't embarrass me. Now, embarrassing me calls for letting a man grope you and you groping him and all this disrespect. Okay, cool. I understand that part. But she want to have a good time, man. Come on, bro. What are we doing? It's 2023.
Bro, even if she did embarrass that man, he's still not supposed to go to Twitter.
Goofy.
Yo, like, bro, if you bother, that's either, that's not even a text message, bro. Like, right. If you bother, that's a when she get back to the crib. If you that bothered when she get back to the crib, I got to holler at you.
I would never do, bro. I am not getting on the internet with my relationship problems. If y'all ever see that, I'm hacked. Call my phone.
Right. 911. That's good. Yeah. You need to announce that shit for real.
Yeah, seriously.
We used to build homes and now niggas is sharing Justin LaBoy tweets.
Bruh. Who the hell? Get this nigga out of here, bro. You the joker of the year, my nigga.
But
like,
to be honest, when you gotta pay the bad bitch tax.
Gotta pay the
like, come on, bro. Like, you got, like, you don't forgot where you at, bro. Like, what you doing? Twitter? Nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up and cook, nigga, have some shit ready when she get home. Oh, man, I seen you at the Usher concert, baby. Damn, you was out there showing your ass. My turn.
Can you tell me what song? Yeah. what songs was he performing?
My turn. Go ahead and wash him off you. It's my turn. You feel me? That's the only conversation need to be had. Or if you're going to say some shit, be like, hey, girl, all right now. But that's the extent. You don't go past that. Hey. Talk about some what you got on. How you going to talk about some what you got on? Nigga, you dancing in your punk ass on the internet, nigga. Come on, bro. Get him out of here, bro. Somebody salute the bro. I hope you live your life.
And then fuck you. Fucking delete all his shit. And
come
then
on,
you
Goofy.
Yo, that's nutty, fam.
You got to stand on
business.
Goofed out.
Yep. But then he got exposed. What happened was he got exposed. I think, I don't know for sure why Kiki followed me, but I tweeted in response. Well, you never know. I tweeted in response.
Maybe it's my kind. Maybe because
I'm flexing.
This nigga about to be practicing his Usher moves in the mirror. Hey,
I'm just the father that stepped up.
Man, what am I doing?
Kiki, if you ready to leave, bro, because y'all not married. Go on, holler at J-Mac.
Hey, man.
Apparently, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Exactly. Nigga ain't going to be on that internet Twitter finger with your old lady, man. Holler at my boy.
Come on, man. Yeah, he had tweeted some janky shit about the Alton Sterling situation. Like the nigga should have complied and all of this. And, you know, niggas were seeing some Trump tweets, which, okay, whatever your political leanings, but it's like, you not supporting.
So you having a baby with the jink?
Exactly. And she didn't even know.
Well, see, to an extent, I feel like although that's fucked up, that ain't got nothing to do with, like bro, like, that's his past life. That's her nigga. Right. Before she went to the concert, she was with that nigga who did that. So, hey, man, that shit don't got nothing to do with it. We talking about Twitter and you and your fingers talking about your queen. You like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? You let us in your bedroom. That's lame. That's corny. Y'all deserve better than that, women. We got your back. Holla at my nigga Jason, Kiki. I promise to God, you won't regret it.
Exactly. Like that.
Best $500 date you ever had.
Boom, like that.
On me.
And that's a wrap, man. This has been an amazing episode for Juju, for Jay Skills, for Big Jerv. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap. AKA Black Trey. Hopefully we get a mean back. Last time I checked, he was in the line at White Castle. So, until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.